Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey people, this is Aram. Before we get started this week, I've got a quick health update. A few weeks ago, I caught a really bad flu, and in a few days, I awoke to painful swelling and stiffness in my hands, wrists, feet, and ankles. The symptoms only worsened as I got over the flu. After a few difficult weeks and a lot of tests, I have been diagnosed with drug-induced lupus, which is causing my body to attack itself and my joints to flare. We tied the particular drug to my thyroid medication, and my doctor has taken me off it. We are hopeful I will see marked improvement leading to normalcy over the next month or so. Unfortunately, this has put me behind on everything. The podcast will be coming out every other week for a bit until I have my health and the world book fully under control. Thanks for understanding, and thank you for all of your kind emails, Twitters, and texts I've been receiving. You are all, as always, the absolute best. And with that out of the way, let's get back to the show. My name is Aram. Welcome back to God's Fall. God's Fall is a custom Dungeons & Dragons game that is played and recorded in Washington, D.C. and written and produced in Chicago.
Hello, my name is Joe. I am playing Lord Haldir Loran, a level 5 High Elf Warlock.
Hi, I'm Kay. I'm playing Queen Phryne Tinuith, a 5th level High Elf Bard.
Previously on God's Fall.
When Phryne attended an annual blessing to the Temple of Man, she triggered a magical ward set up by Zavon to thwart any who might attempt to usurp his rightful heir. At a siren's blare, a trio of golden magical constructs was activated from underneath the temple. They emerged and charged directly for the High Elf Queen. Lord Haldir Loran and his jackdaw bodyguards, who just moments ago were set to murder the queen, now turned to face a new enemy while Phryne and Grendel maneuvered to draw the constructs into Ani's massive canal. A pair of the golden giants tumbled into the deep water, but were soon raised again as the city itself seemed to act against the new queen.
There's a loud scraping of stone from somewhere inside the canal, and a huge amount of bubbling in the canal and in the water right next to you.
Realizing that she would need a lot more power to deal with this threat, Phryne ordered a guard to race her on horseback to the throne room so she could make a bridge with the Tear of Ceto and deal with Zavon once and for all.
Can I touch the Tear of Ceto?
You would have...
Is it reachable?
So it is, I mean, it's a good 60 feet in the air in a solid glass column that goes all the way to the ceiling and is open at the top at the Queen's Garden. So you, I assume, charge towards the back steps and begin to run up the steps.
Yeah.
Perception rolls from everyone.
Everyone.
He gets to act though, but.
Yes, correct.
14.
15 and perception. So 20.
You guys hear a ka-choom, and around the portal, goosh, 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 inner doors flatten over them and seal, and there is a sound of water just rumbling all around you, and the chamber begins to flood.
I think the stairs are a good idea.
The stairs are the only idea at this point. Yep.
You all are up to the garden. Water is bubbling up through. You guys can see clearly at this point three golden golems emerging from the edge of the pond and starting to make their way towards the main tower.
I'm jumping into the thing.
All right, so you basically all see Friday. She kind of steps to the edge of this huge circular pool that's at the very, very top of this fountain. She closes her eyes. She folds her arms in, and the water just separates. There's this huge, now towering hole in the middle, and she just steps in and vanishes. So Franny has leapt off the edge of this thing and plunged downwards. As you watch her plunge down, the water swirls into that same purple and pink energy from the astral realm, and she literally vanishes into a portal of energy.
I'm making finger, which could probably be very obscene.
Freud, that's something to say about what's happening here.
Yes, absolutely. So her, she vanishes in the hole.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
It comes back out and then goes right back in.
Yes, over and over again. Just pops up and down.
So she steps in and vanishes, and you can see this glistening purple and pink energy.
I know, and I'm sorry. I'm going to put the hands down. You can see a glistening portal of energy. You can see a portal of energy
directly below her and what looks like the bottom of the sea. It's very hard to tell. The jackdaws have their weapons raised. They have formed a perimeter around the circle. I imagine Gringle's freaking out.
Yeah, Gringle would be freaking out, but it's her place to do this.
Sure.
Not Gringle's place to, like, touch the gem or whatever.
Right.
So he's sort of standing at the periphery and, you know, stay away from the queen!
She just jumped in.
Yeah.
It's the most physical thing she's done.
That's true.
It's plummet.
That's true. So my options are jump in behind her or stay there.
Yep.
This is a very significant decision I was not expecting to make
right away.
Immediately.
Yep.
Are the golems still here?
The golems, so at this point, if you're looking down over the edge, you see that the golems have made it through that first area of water and are converging on the tower you're in.
But they're still outside.
Yes, way outside. And down.
Is the water level still rising in the...
No, so the water has swirled.
No, right? In the city? In the chamber.
No.
Because the water was raising in the chamber, right? And there were like these metal snakes.
And there were the eels.
So as far as you'd have to go back down into it. But as far as you know.
Okay, so we're okay.
Right.
All right.
It is filled. And it's still kind of spilling out over the top.
Right.
So you imagine it's still filled inside.
Right.
As you're thinking that and the golems are walking forward, the main doors of the palace open for them, as has been happening, and water begins gushing out of the side.
What the hell, Ray?
Not that he's directing you towards a certain...
Yeah, right. I was going to say, what the hell, Ray? I'm going in.
All right.
Let's jump.
Do I have my
figurines and everything with me? I want to make sure I have my lions.
You have them
come
with
me.
Do you want them to come with you?
I want them to... Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely, I want them to come with me.
All right, so you kind of lean down, and you're like, wait, Yanya and... was it Lona and Yanya?
Yes.
Right? It was, right? Okay, so you were like, Lona, Yanya, and you leap down, and they kind of look at each other, and like if a cat could shrug, and then they kind of jump in with you.
As you step forward and plunge into the swirling column of water below, a familiar purple and pink energy seems to swirl about you as you fall. And continue to fall, far farther and longer than the well seemed deep, until you are plunged into water. Dark, cold water surrounds you on all sides, seemingly for eternity, as the purple and pink energy begins to close the portal that brought you here overhead. You can't be sure how far you have traveled or how deep, but both feel immeasurable. A small panic courses through you as your mind flickers between racing for an answer and the fear for your next breath. But it passes as that breath is drawn. Water rushes toward your mouth only to hit some sort of barrier that turns it into a mist and then breathable air just as it passes your lips. Likewise, the wetness of the water never actually touches you, and the chilling cold also stays inches at bay. You know both are there, and you feel the pressure and the resistance of the water, but are otherwise unaffected by it. A second later, Lord Haldir Loran crashes into the water beside you. You can see the shimmer of purple and pink astral energy ripple across his skin and mouth as he breathes in, and the water filters into air for him as well. The water around you seems to brighten as your eyes adjust to the darkness and you spot a large, dark mount to the east among the vast emptiness all around you.
How do we know which way is east?
That's a good question, actually. So that's a really good question. So you don't, and there's in one direction a large, dark mount. That's a really good question. As you crash in, you look around for a moment. You see her. You see nothing else, and then you see two little golden figurines falling in front of you, which you clearly recognize as Lona and Yanya reverted back to their trinket form.
I'll make sure I grab those and put the keys in my pocket.
Easy enough. They just basically fall directly into your hand, and you close it. So as you see this mound, just the idea of looking at it, even before you decide to approach it, you suddenly realize that you can just propel yourself through the water by will. So you go 10 feet closer just thinking about it. And once you realize that, you orient yourself.
Sort of teleporting, but not?
Oh, no. Moving. Definitely moving through the water. But just by willing yourself, you can travel at a decent speed through the water, like as fast as you could run with very little effort. Just kind of floating in deep water.
How far away is this mound?
The mound.
Do they see each other?
Yes, they're probably 20 or 30 feet from each other. The mound is at this speed that you seem to be able to propel yourself, maybe 5 or 6 minutes you would estimate. It's kind of hard to tell because it's pretty dark still.
You're totally a Midwesterner now because you're giving distance and time.
I know. It's 5 parsecs.
Do I get any sort of sense from the mound?
Is it
neutral? Is it warm? Is it foreboding? Like, what sort of emotional, I guess, reaction is there to this mound?
So you kind of reach out with your divinity, and there is just pain and sadness and loneliness, just in crushing waves coming towards you. That's what you're feeling.
In a dangerous way?
No, in a defeated way. Oh. In a completely crushing, defeated, lengthy, drawn-out way. Like the same feeling you might get from someone in solitary confinement.
Does this mound look like anything?
At this distance, it's a little hard to tell. It's just basically like a
very... I'm picturing right now like a burial mound.
I think like a... Like this kind of shape.
Yeah, I know what a mound looks like.
Well, no, but pronounced, right? But just a large black mass, right? That was all you can really make out. It's a little hazy. You're very deep underwater. That's really all you can make out at this distance.
Looking up, I mean, is there any sense of light or being able to see the surface of
water? Nothing whatsoever. In fact, logically, you know that there's no way you should be able to see down here. Because you are clearly so deep that no light is getting down. No light's penetrating above you. It just vanishes into blackness.
So I think my first instinct would be, even though I don't trust you, would be to try and communicate.
Absolutely.
And just see if communication is even possible under the water, verbally. Absent, you know, some sort of magical something.
As one of my, I can communicate with anybody, with any intelligent creature within?
Yes, you can.
Right, but I don't think I necessarily know that yet.
No, you don't. So you would try and speak.
Right,
I would
exactly.
imagine.
Good point.
You speak, he hears nothing.
I can cast message.
Yes, you can.
It's a cantrip.
Yes, you absolutely can.
So my question would be, where are we?
So you see her...
What is that?
Yeah, you see her form words, and then a second later, hear them, as if almost she's just directly behind you.
So I am well studied generally.
You know exactly what this magic is. You've cast this magic before.
I have.
Yes. This is a low level cantrip. You've definitely cast message
before.
Oh,
no. I'm asking, would I have any idea of what, where we are, what's happening?
Oh, No. There's been nothing written about this. So, no, you would have no idea. I mean, you know you're in the ocean, but there's only one piece of physical information to root you in the ocean, and you've never seen that before, so.
Are there even any, like, fish or plants
nothing,
or anything?
Nothing. There's
even
absolutely
like those little,
void.
Like, deep-sea vents with little
There's no
tube
vents.
Worms
there's
and...
no life. There's no seaweed. There's no little creepy crawl. You can't even really see the bottom where you are. You're kind of floating.
Oh,
yeah. So,
like,
so you're still a little higher.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're just in, like, deep, dead ocean right now.
So it's a mound, not a circle?
Yeah, it fades off into the blackness.
Got it.
But
got it.
So it could be like the tip of a, you know what I mean? But it looks
ship.
Like a, yes, it could be just the tip. But it looks
shaft.
Like a large mound and then blackness beneath it. But it could be a plunging sea shaft, yes.
I say, I'll whisper,
You're going to have to say words you don't like to say, which is, I don't know.
I was trying to think of a way to say that without saying that. All right? I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I don't know.
So I think at this point...
You're the one who jumped in the portal first.
You didn't have to follow me.
Oh,
if you minded your own business and weren't so power hungry, you wouldn't be in this situation. If you hadn't tried to kidnap me... So
wait, that wasn't really kidnap you. He's trying to kill you.
Have I tried
when you spooked
to
your
yet?
Horse? Have you tried to kiss? Has he tried to kidnap
trying,
you?
I was trying to wound you mortally. Well, I tried
no,
to
I
get
I
tried to get
to, like...
a golem to wound you mortally. Is what I tried. To
do. Oh, that's right.
I wasn't really. I don't know if I profit off your death quite, or I was going to profit off your death quite yet. But I was trying to get you hurt or spooked or something.
Yeah, weren't you going to like try though and like rescue me so I would trust you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not a kidnap though. That's a legitimate, you know.
Oh, like rescue. Jump in front and save
yeah,
your life kind of thing.
That's what you're
saying.
You know?
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, now here we are.
Yeah. Look where that got us.
What I would do, my instinct would be more light. I'm sure I have some spell that does more light. I think there's like. Fairy,
dancing lights. Yeah.
Fairy,
there are definitely
the best one is.
Bard spells 5A. You have two options at level 0. So these are things you can cast whenever you want. You have dancing lights, which creates up to 4 torch-sized lights within range that appear as torches or lanterns or glowing orbs that hover in the air for a duration. You can mix and match, send them out a little bit from you. You can also cast light that creates.
Wait a minute. I have my pouch.
You have your pouch as
I'm
well.
I'm never without my pouch.
Never without your pouch. It's directly on you. And it's waterproof, by the way.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Yeah, it's magical. It's a magical portal. It only lets in and only takes out what you want. So of course it's waterproof.
And in my pouch, I have godstones.
Yes, you do.
So I'm just going to, yeah, pull out some godstone action and use that so I don't have to waste magical energy.
As you pull out, so she pulls out a purple and pink rock that instantly glows the second she puts her hand around it, brightly, at like the brightest lantern, you know, filling, I would say, a 30-foot pool around you with a nice bright glow.
Which is a risk.
Haldir might know what this is.
Actually, yeah. I'll go ahead and roll me a, what the fuck would I have him roll?
Arcana?
Yeah.
Arcana, you said?
Yep.
That's a 13, and then... Arcana is 2, so 15.
Yeah. She has pulled out a lump of this energy that you know responds to magical energy because that's what the Kadarians would use. You also know that there's been some experimentation with them as far as how they capture energy and what they do. You've read some paper. You don't really care, but you've heard about this and not really investigated it. It's not really your field. Especially after your magic switched.
So you know? I'd be assuming that she is that she's the one powering the stone.
Yeah, it definitely seems to be responding to her.
Maybe
yeah.
it's the mound.
Oh. I was thinking maybe it's whatever energy.
It could be
teleported
that too.
Us into the middle of a fucking ocean.
It could be that too. Absolutely. So, you see like a glow around you. It doesn't extend to the mound because you're still too far. But about 30 or 40 feet around you is now relatively well lit.
So it's 5 minutes away, is what
yeah.
you said.
Yeah, roughly.
Picturing us, or like describing us, like propelling ourselves through the water, all I can picture is, you know, Disney's Robin Hood movie? So, you know, the snake who's like the aide to Prince John? Yes.
Right.
Somehow he gets his head stuck in a balloon at the fair where they're trying to capture Robin Hood.
Yes.
And then he propels himself in the balloon with his tail as a little propeller.
Right.
And there's like there's a noise and everything. And so that is like...
It's him. It's Robin Hood. I just can't think till I tell his majesty.
All I can picture.
Yes, yes, your legs are spinning counterclockwise, yeah. And you are zipping
like
through
I'm
the water.
I'm hearing that noise in my head, which is really sort of taking away from
the scene.
Foreboding, you know, nature.
There's nothing for miles around.
Exactly, like just I'm just waiting people. For like a kind of hot cartoon fox to show
kind
up.
Kind of hot.
Yeah, he was a part of all of our sexual awakening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So as you're getting closer, you start to like you can start to kind of make out shapes, and it's not quite as uniform as you first imagined it. And then you can see like a glint of metal. There's a series of chains, at least.
Is this like a giant fucking metal golem?
At least as thick around
it's the
as
first
yourself.
Picture that comes up.
Yes.
When you Google Sir Hiss.
I gotta put that down in the Twitter. That's perfect. So so there's like these huge thick chains that are seeming to wrap around the top as wide as you. Each link could easily be as wide as either one of you wrapping over the top. And as you begin to get closer, you can see the outline of what looks like a man. A man that would have to be 100, 150 feet tall over some sort of rock, like he's laid over back of it, chained to it. His head is thrown back. His mouth is open. And it, like his head is kind of away from
like
you.
Like Prometheus?
Basically, just locked over this thing, unmoving, arms at his side. His skin appears a deep blue, but it's very difficult to tell still at the distance you're at.
My immediate theory is that this is what's his name? Saw?
Oh, the C2? God of the guy the astral plane or the god
C2.
Oh, the god of the ocean, Ceto.
Yeah. That mm-hmm. has been somehow like he wasn't killed, but was like captured in his realm.
Seems to be an interesting theory.
That's what I
Do you share that with him?
No.
Got you. Understood.
Would I have come to that conclusion or a different conclusion myself?
Well, I mean, you there's a incredibly there's a man larger than a giant.
Right.
In front of you.
Right.
And I mean, but unmoving.
But did he know what the tier was?
No, you didn't know what the tier of Ceto was.
But
so
now maybe he did. I mean, it's well known.
Oh, it's possible. Yeah. You know what? Just roll me a history roll. Let's see what you get.
Natural 20.
Okay.
That's and he actually, saw her working it,
yeah,
you know, before.
Okay. So you deduce that because it's the tier of Ceto, because it's directly connected to the god of the ocean.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No, it's fair. But I mean, you make the same general conclusions that this possibly could be
Didn't
the body
he have to
of.
Roll for that?
Well, he rolled. He did. He rolled a natural 20.
He rolled 20. To know what the Ceto was, the tier.
He rolled a natural 20 on history. I mean, once you roll a 20, you get to make other connections. You know what I mean? So you come to
seriously shouldn't have said anything.
You come to the general idea. No proof, of course, but this somehow could be the body of Ceto. He could still be alive. I mean, whatever it could be, but this you could be looking at the body of a god.
Keep in mind, I'm also highly educated.
That's
especially,
true.
Especially when it comes to the gods.
That's true. Yeah, this is
kind
of his wheelhouse.
This might have been a reasonable inference for me to make anyway.
Yeah.
Sure.
What are you doing?
I mean, I'm not sharing with him as he's sharing with me. I'm sure not.
Are you?
Why am I what?
Sharing information with her.
She doesn't know I can use magic yet.
That's true.
So no.
Okay, fair enough.
Wait, but didn't you respond to me?
Yeah, but that was part of your spell.
Right. When you cast message, he can respond back.
Oh, it automatically.
They can respond back.
Got it. Otherwise, what would be the point?
Right, exactly.
You could just say, fuck you, to somebody over and over again.
That'd be a great use.
It's like when you tweeted someone and then blocked them immediately afterwards.
Is there any sense of movement?
No, he's dead still.
Okay. I guess what I would try and do is push out again in a friendly way. I mean, not in like a, you know, casual, we're meeting in a bar kind of way. But
hey, you come here often? Tall, dark, and dead?
Right, exactly. Yeah, just to see if like I get a sense of any kind of spark or anything from him. Well, that's not great. A 6.
Okay. So you again reach out and you're like, here as friends and calm and you are just nailed with waves of crushing sadness and loneliness and despair and pain to the point where it actually feels like a weight on your chest, and you see her kind of like like, you know, stop and kind of grab at her neck and almost look a little panic for a second, then it clears, but you have to like let go of it. You have to push it away from you.
Okay. So what do I know about C2?
This is what you know. You know that he was the very first friend of Zavon, that when Zavon became the god of man, C2 was the first one to actually reach out and try and form a bond with them, and that they were, as near as you can make the comparison, best friend. They fought alongside each other, and Sito died defending him and defending Ani. Part of the reason why Ani is surrounded with an ocean is because Sito called it forth to put out the fires that were blazing all around it that Sephor had set.
Why?
No one really knows. The gods' war ended in an hour. They were gods. They didn't really explain themselves. But they were aligned with each other, is what you know.
Right. I guess my question is, would Zavon have done the same? There's no way to know.
They seem to be loyal. Again, the official stories would be yes, but who knows?
Okay, so.
Or maybe he just really fucking hated his brother Sephor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
any,
true.
Any number of things.
Yep.
So basically, what I know is, well, what I theorize is that the bestie of the residual energy of the god that just tried to murder me is here. Do I have any sense, or is there a way to assess whether or not we are even still
in reality?
In the reality, in the God's Fall world, or in the eye, as opposed to beyond, like,
right.
Even though we don't know like where this like here is, but is this?
Every time you have been in a separate reality, it's been infested with that purple and pink energy. It's felt different. It's been wispy at the edges. There's been a different texture to reality. None of that is here. You feel that energy, again, separating you from the ocean and separating you from feeling the crushing cold and death that you would feel from the ocean. But otherwise than that, this all feels very real.
And would there be any way to establish whether or not we were on which side of the world storm?
That's a good question. Do you have any magic where you could locate where you are?
Well, yeah. And but the other thing is, though, you're propelling yourself, though, not by swimming. So, like,
I mean, obviously something is weird, but, yeah. Like, there's a giant probably god chained up.
Yeah.
You really don't have any magic that can help you here. You could, however, try to reach out to a person you are familiar with, or perhaps even reach out to the core of the city. And if you can connect with that, you'll know the direction that's in, and you'll know how far away it is.
My other instinct was like to try and connect with like Doro,
mm-hmm.
and have him teleport me the fuck out of here, because I don't like it.
Yeah, fair enough. It's creepy as shit.
And I don't really care about him.
What are you doing, by the way?
I'm going towards this thing.
Okay, so you are continuing towards it.
Yeah, I see no other option. Also, this is fascinating.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm going. If she stops, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
But if she's like clearly doesn't want to get near it, I'm going to keep going. If I get close enough to her, can we touch each other?
You can try, certainly, yeah.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is go up to her,
right,
and try and reach out into her bubble area.
Okay.
Right? Personal space.
Sure.
Kay is giving me a look right now, and I'm going to face her, and I'm going to reach out and try and, like, touch her arm, upper shoulder, to see if I can kind of connect the bubbles.
Gotcha.
So my instinct,
yeah,
is to recoil.
Okay.
However,
yeah,
I don't need any enemies.
Fair enough.
This far under the water.
Right. I love your practicality.
Good point.
All right, so you allow, and the second he touches you, you feel like almost a magnetic whoomp as your fields merge into each other, and then you can instantly hear each other breathing and speaking and everything. Yes, that's exactly what you thought would happen.
Yes, so that's exactly what I wanted. Now we can speak freely.
Absolutely.
Right. Good. So, I say, Your Majesty, do you have any idea what this is?
Oh.
No? I might. This could be a god.
The gods are dead.
Wasn't there something going on that we know that one of the gods is alive?
And you don't know that god's alive.
I don't know that god's
alive. No, okay. The other crew knows that god's alive. So you don't know about the god of chaos that's trapped in the world storm. As far as you know, all the gods are dead.
Could you know anybody else that this could be?
I don't have any explanation for what this is. One moment we were one place, now we're another. Do you have an explanation for that?
An incredibly powerful magical entity of some kind has transported us from Ani to what is presumably the middle of the ocean. And I know there are few things in this world that even before the God Storm that could have done that.
Absolutely. This would be powerful magic even when magic was commonplace.
I have my suspicions as to who this is. I apparently know what the relationships are. Other person really just tried to fuck me hard, not in a good way.
But you don't know I did that.
Not you.
Oh.
Zavon,
yeah.
Touche.
And
Dickhead McGee in charge.
Yeah.
Yep. You can see the energy now. As you really focus and you're really pushing, there is what looks like a ribbon of energy spilling out and also being pulled towards, like almost like a highway of energy going back and forth from somewhere just beyond the head of the god, because the head of the god's kind of bent over back, so you can't quite see it, but there's some sort of energy coming, spilling around the top, and then right up to where you came in, and then just vanishing as it goes upwards above you.
It seems like I am surrounded by the tear.
Whatever the energy and the water, perhaps, that is connected to the tear, this feels like the source of that water and the source of that energy.
Can I try and harness that to, like, reconnect with Mound Man?
Oh, yeah.
With some, again, like, friends.
Yes, absolutely. Roll me advantage. So roll 2 20-siders and pick the highest number.
11, so okay. 18.
18 plus your charisma.
Plus my charisma is 6, so 24.
Yeah, you basically, so now that you can see it,
Girls are bad at math.
Oh, no.
Now we're the feminist podcast.
Yeah, now we are, right? Math is hard. Mm-hmm. Let's put on makeup to impress the boys. So now that you can see this column of energy, you kind of rise up into it until you're in the flow. And then you focus back out again. And you can just feel your power ripple along into him and connect with him. And you can't see it, but there's a glow and you feel his eyes open and you can just hear this grating, reverberating, hollow voice boom around you.
Release me.
Yeah, I'm super gonna do that.
Yeah, right? Let me put that right at the top of the to-do list.
And even though that sounded like a command, it's more of like a beg.
Right.
Please release me.
That's what all the demons say.
I know, right? Like, I mean, this just
What's
feels
your name?
Like,
how about some introductions?
Hi, I'm Franny. Nice to meet you. Frankly, that's probably the skill set that I would like fall back. I mean, not quite that informal.
Sure.
This was an actual voice. So I would have been able to hear that as well.
No, only she heard that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can certainly feel the crack. I mean, there's energy happening all around. You can see her hair flying up. You can see her glow. You know, the stone is certainly glowing far brighter now. So something is happening.
And does he see the eyes open or does...
No, because it's on the other side because he's bent over this way, so...
So I certainly wouldn't introduce myself as Queen Phryne because, again, I know what the connections are here and I'm not going to be like, what up? Your BFF thinks I'm like the bogus queen, even though he's the one fucking up the city. So I think that I would just like my name is Phryne and I, you know, want to be your ally.
Silence for a moment, and then you would hear in that same booming a voice.
I am Ceto, god of the oceans and lord of the deep.
And then there's like a confusion where he kind of trails off for a second. He repeats what he just said, as if he hadn't said it before, and then says,
Please, release me.
Who bound you?
And you hear this.
Zavar.
Bubbling and rippling all around him, like there's a, like almost like a small underwater earthquake as there's a shaking and rumbling.
Well, so it seems that the enemy of my enemy might be my friend.
That's exactly what this seems like.
I am going to again communicate to him that Zavon has tried to bind me as well.
So you reach out again, you form that connection with him, and you just get a wave of imagery.
You are mine.
You're not sure how you know. It's like in a dream when you just know something even though it's not logical, but you know that you're seeing through his eyes in these moments. And you see Zavon towering over you with his knee in your throat, pulling on this massive set of chains as he binds you beneath the water. And then in the next second, you're right back here in the ocean, floating next to Haldir.
Do you know how you can be released?
Yes.
As he says that, right over the mound, there's a bright blue light that begins to glow in response.
I mean, I just want to peep.
Sure. Do you go with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is straight up anglerfish, by the way. This is absolutely an anglerfish scenario, right? Where they're going to lure you in with a light and then fucking murder you.
Right.
Wait, what is this?
Do you know what an anglerfish is?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
come to. But what other option is there at this point?
Well, I mean, I guess first, can I like sense anything from the light? Is it malevolent or is it?
No, it's not. In fact, you can feel the emotion shift for just a moment to something not unlike hope, and then back into this crushing despair. And that hope seems to be centered in that light.
Then again, though, okay, I'm not there, but it's this crushing despair might be the thing that powers Ani, you know? So
it's like Houston. As you're getting nearer, you can now clearly see that it is indeed a man bound over this rock. Huge, massive chains that are covering him that are all covered in silvery ruins that seem to glow and shift with magical energy as they flow over him. Perception rolls from both of you, please.
14.
Perception, 21.
Okay. Damn. You don't notice anything. You're pretty focused on her talking. You're talking back.
As you should be.
Right, exactly. But as you do, out of the corner of your eye, you see something move. There's something on the god that seems to be part of him, like his finger. And then all of a sudden, it shifts and it's gone. Roll me one more perception. Probably nail this one, too.
22.
Oh, yeah. So you search around for it for a second, and then you spot what looks like a squid, maybe the size of a bus. Well, not a bus. You don't know what a bus is. Elephant. Down and has now come around the edge here.
Michael and I are just looking at each other.
Well, it can't be a bus. Couldn't be a bus.
Well, I know it's a bus, but like elephants are not the same size as a bus.
No, it's true. Like a giant squid.
Like a giant squid.
Squished together.
Like a small schooner, right? It's like yeah. And it has slid back.
A barge.
And is a barge. Perfect. And it seems to be coming around the side of him.
Towards us?
Well, it's definitely coming around this way, so it'll be closer.
Is it a malevolent squid?
I
mean, it can't be good.
Reach out towards it. See what it feels like.
Ew. I don't really know that I want to alert it to my presence.
That's a good question. Well, I mean...
But a squid notice?
If you saw it, you can probably imagine it saw you.
I mean, how good is squid sight?
Better than yours.
And you literally are holding up the brightest lantern.
And you are a very... that got much brighter.
Just when you need Torvik.
Right? Yeah, it definitely is approaching
you. This perception skill is real handy. In an angry way?
It wants to give you
determined
hugs.
Determined is what
determined.
It feels. Yeah, you're feeling like a definite determination. Like
it is
it
personal.
Is focused. It has a task to complete.
And I don't see it coming?
No. Yeah, no clue it's coming yet.
How far am I from the mound?
At the speed it's traveling, I would say that you're probably a couple hundred feet from the mound and maybe three rounds, four rounds away from making contact with this squid.
Okay, because my question is like, can I get to the mound and like...
You could go around this way.
Yeah.
And make it to wherever that glow is, you believe, before the thing catches up behind you. Yes.
I would want to do that.
Full speed, just dash towards
it. Yeah, because I kind of have to. Ugh, come on.
And so I'm going to ask, what's happening?
So you guys are like, now quickly... was like zipping through the water towards this thing. Yeah.
Don't question your queen.
What did you see? Don't question your queen.
Roll perception.
I guess I have
again.
No other option at
see
this
if
point.
You, see if you see any.
But I know that
she's
bothered
else.
By something, so I would like to roll. 18.
Okay. Actually, you don't see the one behind you, but you see as you're zipping around now, you see something else peel off the top and fall in behind you as well. And you don't know what it is, but there's a large force that seems to be able to change color and shape and become transparent. So now it's like this like shimmering, semi-invisible thing coming up behind you.
A giant cuttlefish.
Basically.
Oh, I was picturing a jellyfish, but okay.
It's something that changes that fast.
So it's different than the squid thing.
No, it's the same creature, but it's a different color.
Okay.
It changed. I mean, like, it's the same size. He just didn't get as good of a look at it as you did.
Okay, but they're both squids.
Yeah, definitely.
So basically, there's, like, a nest of squid.
That seems to be true, yeah.
Which I thought were solitary creatures, but I guess we are in a world of magic.
Yeah. Also, godflesh is tasty.
Also, maybe a guardian.
So he really is. He's, like, underwater Prometheus, and the squid are the eagles.
As you are getting closer, there's giant... chunks missing from him. And where one of those creatures rolled off, there's definitely like a chewed through hole. But even as you're looking at it, it's healing up.
Opposite Prometheus, because he is not the god of man.
Right. Right. The god of man is the one who put him here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Twist.
Yeah.
Well, this can't be good.
Oh, it's all bad. Yeah, it's like, it all feels bad.
I just want to tell her that we have something else coming behind us.
Okay.
Whatever you're running from before, there might be another.
That is most unfortunate. Propel faster.
All right. So you guys come zipping around. You got, holding hands, I imagine, right? So you can communicate with each other. And you're zipping around the side. You glance back, and there are three shimmering, I mean, it's hard to even... really focus on them because, again, they're semi-invisible at this point. You can see clear. It's like they're made of glass is what the effect looks like now. So you can see them, but they're hard to see. As looking forward and you come around the shoulder, you can now see his head leaned back. Big silver beard, flowing silver hair, all in line with what you've heard about Sido and how he would physically represent himself. A blue glow is pouring from both his eyes and his mouth. And as you come around, there's now a current and you're moving faster.
How close am I to his face?
I would say you'd be there two rounds.
Can we see what the glow is?
Just this blue light.
It's just, that's
yeah. And is it illuminating anything?
Everything around him. So you can clearly see his head and
shoulders. Besides scary glass squid?
No, just him. Now, a very strong current that is pulling you forward in addition to moving, and it is heading directly towards his mouth.
You're going in? We can take three giant squid. We can take one giant squid. Yeah. I don't know if we can take three.
Yeah, go deal with it.
Same, it's a shame your jackdaws didn't jump in with you.
I don't want to fight a weird magical glass squid.
Should have commanded that to happen.
I mean, how strong is this current?
It's getting far stronger. So as you're approaching, it's getting rapidly to the point where you don't think you could fight it.
Because what I'd like to do is, grab on to one of the chains that are binding.
Oh, sure. You can try.
Okay, can I try that?
Yeah. Roll me. I mean, it's easy enough to swim up to it, so roll me a strength.
That's not good.
It's not your best stat.
It's -1.
Right. Right.
Watch me roll, like, a 3.
Natural 20.
19.
Yeah. Yeah. So you grip this edge.
Actually, 18 with my -1.
Yeah. You're barely holding on even with that, but you can stabilize yourself for a moment. So each round you're going to have to hold because it is pulling you very hard. In fact, you need to roll to see if you don't zip right past her. So you've seen her reach out, grab a chain, and stop herself as the current is whipping past her and pulling on her hair. What do you want to do?
So what I would like to do is, I guess, also grab the chain until I know what she's doing. Because at this point, I realize I am a bystander here.
Most likely, because all this is meant for her, so I'm probably not leaving.
It does seem
that.
A little meant for her. Yep. Yeah, that seems like a fair assumption.
Wait, sorry, what's meant for me?
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
So six.
I mean, as it should be, even though it's scary.
Sure.
So seven.
Yeah. You reach out for that chain, and you just whiff.
Can I summon a whip instead and whip it around?
Yes, you could try that as your last minute thing. Yeah. Damn straight. All right, roll to hit first. So when it says packed weapon, there'll be a...
There's a plus one attack bonus.
Yeah, well, that should be more than plus one. Hang on.
No, it's a plus four. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's a plus four attack bonus.
Perfect.
And then damage and type. It says 1d10. Right.
So roll a die 20 and add 4 to hit.
Okay. Okay. Okay, 20.
Oh, you rolled a natural 20?
No, I rolled a 16.
That's enough. So you see him whiff the chain and get zipped right past you. And at the last second, this magical whiff of this deep reddish crimson energy that crackles and fizzles in the water.
Seems ominous.
Snaps out from it. Doesn't
well, you've
feel
seen
like...
me, and you've seen me do this before.
Yeah,
when
you've
I fought
seen him pull the sword out before.
When I pulled the sword out, and also when we fought the golems with the big hammer.
Correct. And he whips this chain. It is able to.
Whips are a little scarier.
That's true. And, but he's able to basically just hold on as well. And the current is, you know, pulling him straight out as he's holding on the edge of this whip. You can't. The only way to talk to him now, because you can't touch him, is message.
I'd like to, like, lay a hand on him.
Yes, actually touch his
Make
flesh.
Make physical connection.
You could do that.
I would like to be placed, like, somewhere where it could be almost like a caressing gesture.
Sure.
I don't know where on the body we are. Okay.
Rub his nipple.
So, yeah, I'm going to, like, just...
a little nipple tweak. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's cold, so they're very, very present.
That really signifies comfort, you know?
Yeah,
I'm really on your
side. It's big. It would be like...
Areolas would be massive.
It would be gigantic, right? It would be like, a merry-go-round. It'd be like the size of a kid's merry-go-round.
You are really bad at size. Because, like, before you're like, this is a 100-foot tall dude.
Wait, no, I'm sorry.
And now his nipples are the size of a merry-go-round.
Not the thing with the horses. What's that damn thing you would just push? That would spin.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I guess
about.
That is also a merry-go-round.
Is it also a merry-go-round?
Yeah.
So roughly that kind
yeah.
of size.
Yeah, the horses not the is whole, a carousel.
Right, not the whole thing with the horses and the music.
Like the
music.
Playground
exactly.
version.
About that size.
I mean, those are still pretty sizable nips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some serious nips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyway. He was a normal-sized dude, they would not be small nipples.
Okay. Moving on.
This is
of
important
God.
Detail. It really like
it's gonna be for the it, fan
it builds,
art.
I was gonna say it builds a really rich sense of the world.
Yep.
Make it happen.
Anyway, so what I would like to do is like reach up as much as like reach like we'll still you know my holding my purchase.
Totally.
Touch him.
Yep.
Perhaps reaching heart words since I'm by the nip. Like we're in this together, kind of. You got like.
The moment you touch him. You know two things right away. You know that his body is being used as a vessel to transport magic and energy and water from where he is to Ani. There's an absolute dead link there that is permanent. The other thing you know instantly is that he's dead. This body is a corpse that you are touching right now, but there is a soul trapped within it. Otherwise than that, it's very difficult to make a direct connection. It feels, again, like you're talking to an echo. And it keeps repeating back the same information to you. But there's something. There is a soul in there that feels divine. And you have to roll a strength check to hold on as well.
11.
She zips past you. You can try and grab her.
Yeah, right.
All right. Roll me a strength.
19.
All right. Boom! Now roll me a second one to hold on.
15.
Okay, so he's straining, but he's got you in one hand, he's got his whip in the other hand, and you're just being pulled out in a chain right now. You can talk freely because you're holding each other.
I want to ask this guy through my voice thing.
Sure.
How? Because he said release me, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
The last one. So I want to ask. How?
Again, unfortunately, it's like you're talking to a loop. You just get, I am the god, I am Sito, the god of the sea, release me. You're just getting the same information over and over back from him.
Frustrating, isn't it?
Frustrating. I'd like to yell.
Oh, that's actually a really good point. There's been two rounds. I need perception from both of you.
Oh, that's not high.
Thanks, Assistant DM.
14.
28.
Oh, yeah, you see them coming. They're basically around away. They're now coming around the shoulder, and all three are bearing down on you. You're a little focused holding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, do you have a plan?
To me?
Yes, to you. You can hear me.
Do I look like I have a plan?
is that your answer?
Yes.
Then I say, okay, and I let go, and we're going in.
All right, so as the squids are, you don't even see them, but as the squids are like descending around back, he lets go just in time. The whip, actually,
it's my magical
whip. You don't even let go. You just will the whip to let go. So it zoom, you guys get zipped out, spiraled around. You're a little disoriented, and then you are both sucked directly into this thing's mouth, and you both spiral into complete darkness.
God's Fall is written, produced, and edited by myself, Aram Vartian. If you want up-to-the-minute information about the podcast, you can follow me on Twitter at GodsFallDC. Special thanks to our good friends at BattleBards for giving us access to their incredible catalog of richly produced sounds. Be sure to check them out at battlebards.com. And a special thanks to all of our loyal Patreon supporters. Without you, this show could not continue. If you'd like to support God's Fall, get access to exclusive Patreon supporter content, and get episodes of Season 3 before they're released publicly, head over to patreon.com/godsfall. That's all from us this week. We have original maps, art, character sheets, and more on our website at godsfall.com, as well as links to our Patreon account and official God's Fall t-shirts. So see you next time in the world of the Five Kingdoms. This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.